AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Her lawyers say a pregnant woman in Texas who went to court for permission to get an abortion has left the state to get the procedure.
Doctors have told Kate Cox that her fetus is at a high risk for a condition which has a very high likelihood of miscarriage or stillbirth and low survival rates. They also told the 31-year-old that inducing labor or carrying the baby to term could jeopardize her ability to have another child. Cox had been waiting for a ruling from the Texas Supreme Court over whether she could legally obtain an abortion under narrow exceptions to the state's restrictive bans. A judge gave Cox permission last week, but that decision was put on hold by the state's all-Republican high court. I'm Shelley Adler.
Special counsel Jack Smith is going to the Supreme Court to get a quick ruling on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. The question is whether a former president is immune from federal prosecution for crimes committed while in office. As more aid for Ukraine faces Republican opposition in Congress, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington. Republicans want more aid tied to more money for border security. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. must keep its word.
America's commitments must be honored. America's security must be defended. And America's word must be kept.
President Biden announced three decommissioned fire companies in Philadelphia are being reopened with federal funding, including a ladder truck that would have been the closest responder to a deadly row house fire started when a Christmas tree caught fire last year.
When the worst happens, when those alarms go off, when everything and everyone you love is in danger, there's no better sight in the world than a firefighter ready to go to work.
The fire in the Fairmont neighborhood in Philadelphia last year killed three adults and nine children. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak faces one of the toughest weeks of his 13 months in office.
Sunak was grilled by lawyers at a public inquiry on Monday about his decisions during the COVID-19 pandemic. He denied taking risks with public health during the questioning. Sunak was Treasury Chief at the time, and he argued for restaurants and bars to reopen quickly. He's also facing rebellion from lawmakers over his signature immigration policy. Lawmakers are debating whether to support legislation intended to salvage Sunak's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda. The plan's already cost the government £240 million. That's $300 million in payments to Rwanda. Charles de Ledesma, London.
One of the five co-defendants on trial with rapper Young Thug has been stabbed at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, delaying the proceedings. Shannon Stillwell is in stable condition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.